All right, it's 9:40 on this Tuesday as we sit looking out the window, looking at the clouds, and wondering how much snow we're going to get. Forecast is for quite a bit, and I wonder how many times Jamie Cain is going to be asked today, are we having school tomorrow?
I'm just saying, think spring, Paul.
I'm right there with you. Think spring, but the forecast is for quite a bit of snow. Winter storm watch will kick in at midnight tonight. What do you do, when here we are a day out, you know, the snow's not even going to start until after midnight tonight, most likely. What do you do to get ready?
Yeah, it's a great question. I think, you know, this year people might forget those types of things. So, you know, for us, it's a matter of looking at our ops department who handles everything from our buses, getting ready at every building to prepare for snow removal, making sure we don't have slippery sidewalks and drives. So that whole team starts to mobilize. In fact, they started to mobilize this morning in case of, and so we have everybody ready to go across the district. We also have three people that drive the district. A district our size, we need multiple people in different various parts of the district. So they'll be ready to drive if needed. And, you know, it all depends on when this snow starts to fall, if it starts to fall. You know, this year has been interesting. Our senior class has felt really cheated because last year seniors had 14 days.
Yeah, they did, didn't they?
Yeah, and this year they've had that one day in November. And so, you know, I think it's one of those things we always are looking at safety and primarily the safety of the ability for school buses to transport kids safely. I hear from a lot of teen drivers and they're like, well, I can't really feel confident driving. And I have to remind them politely that you don't have to drive your car. You can get another mode of transportation. So our primary safety is the buses, and we've already started mobilizing this morning in preparation of what might come.
It's such a diverse district in terms of geography because you've got some really rural students, and then you've got students in the city, and the conditions can be different from one end of the district to the other.
Very true. There's been many times we've called days off where, you know, in certain parts of the district, they would have been fine. So we have to take the totality of that and really make the assessment of what, you know, percentage of our district is impacted. And, you know, can we expect anyone reasonably to, you know, brave the roads and the conditions? And again, those buses are a key primary factor for us.
No matter what you decide, somebody will have something to say about it, right?
Always do. You know, it's become, especially with the advent of Twitter, you know, I'm always hearing people's thoughts in real time. So,
well, it is tricky because you don't want to wait too late to call school, but you don't want to do it too early. I mean, if you called a snow day right now for tomorrow and then nothing happened, you know, you'd feel silly about it.
Right, absolutely. And so there's always that Monday morning quarterback after a snow day decision or a non-snow day decision. And so, you know, we look at the data. I mean, if this storm holds, I don't want to get anybody excited, but if we have snowfall that's coming down tonight before bedtime, and certainly it looks very much on the radar, steady coming through the night, we try to give families advance warning. So if we can, just so people plan for daycare and for, you know, everything else, everybody's busy, we try to then make that call the night before if possible. But then, of course, there's been many times over the years where we've had to make those 4 a.m. decisions. And that's when our drivers will go out. They'll go out at 3:30, 4 a.m., and they'll just circle back. Then our director of operations will contact me and, you know, just kind of give me a real-time update. And we try to make that call by no later than 5:30 a.m. so people can plan accordingly at the latest. So yeah, we'll have to stay tuned and see what this potential storm you know, brings our way.
See what happens. In the meantime, you got a lot of things coming up on the calendar, including the annual kindergarten roundup.
Yeah, it's, you know, we're almost to March, which is hard to believe.
Man.
And so March 16th through 20th is kindergarten roundup in the Port Huron schools. And this is always the number that gets me when you think about what graduating class these kiddos will be in. So next year's kindergartners will graduate in the class of 2033.
Oh boy, that sounds like a far off distant number, but you know, and you know, as a parent, you certainly know those years go by quick.
They do. My own kids, it's 2022. And I remember when they were starting kindergarten thinking this is going to be long and man, we're never going to get there. Yeah. It's gone in a blink of an eye.
Oh yeah.
So, you know, it just speaks to the responsibility we have. We have this 13-year relationship in the school district with these kiddos when they come into kindergarten. And it's, you know, such an important thing to get that first day, that first week, that first month off to a great start. We have great teachers. We have great staff. Looking forward to welcoming that new group. And it's always exciting, start of a new year. And then you get that energy of these kids coming in. And sometimes a lot of them are first time parents with their first children going. And, you know, you try to help them feel calm and confident about the experience. But we've got a cool theme this year. The theme is automobiles. And we're doing fun giveaways. with photo stations, making sure that those kids get their first bus ride, giving them some Port Huron School swag, like T-shirts and bags and things. So they walk away from these events feeling like they're connected. Hopefully that's the goal, and more at ease about what's to come. So again, those events are the 16th through the 20th, and parents are requested to RSVP at their child's home school, the school that they would attend. And if they have any questions, they can certainly contact the central office of the school district.
All right, very good. It's been a busy time for basketball and hockey. And how about those Northern girls? They've had a special season, haven't they?
Yeah, you know, the Northern girls have had a really strong season, and they're in a rebuild mode. But the Port Huron High girls, the Port Huron High team, a 20-0 season for the Big Reds, the Lady Big Reds. And a MAC championship. So first MAC championship for those girls in the tournament in school history. Undefeated season. They're climbing up the ranks. Some have them in the top five in the state of Michigan. So it's going to make for an exciting March Madness for the ladies. And well-deserved, you know, and people look at that success, and it doesn't happen overnight. And I know Coach Gilbert and her staff have been building that culture and that program for years to get to this point where they're seeing the fruits of that labor. So
that is exciting.
Proud of all of our teams in the school district. They've all had good winter sports season, but that Lady Big Red basketball team has accomplished something very historic this year.
It's always fun to watch when that happens, isn't it?
It is. It's a really fun thing to watch. And just watching those girls, the way that they play together, there's a selfless mindset. You know, when you think about what makes a championship team, I think they embody that. So it's going to be fun to see how far they can take that into the state playoffs.
Yeah, absolutely. Make us proud. There you go.
Absolutely.
Jamie, appreciate you coming in. Thanks so
much. Absolutely. Always my pleasure.
All right. We'll be listening for you tomorrow morning. Tell us whether there's going to be school.
Okay. Stay tuned.
All right.